107.7 The Island. Real music variety. It must be Wednesday because Lori Lou is hanging out.
It must be.
It must be. Are you a summer, a spring, summer, autumn, or winter girl?
Everything except winter. I'm not liking this already, and it hasn't even really started.
It's snowing in Colorado.
I know.
But that's far from, maybe not far enough
no,
from
us. No, it's not far enough at all.
I like one good snowstorm, and then I want it to be over.
Right.
I used to live in a part of Texas where this is as cold as it gets.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Everything's bigger in Texas. Everybody's tougher, except for winter. They're sissies.
Oh, so, I bet.
You know, a dusting of snow on the ground, they close school.
Yeah.
But, our winters here are just brutal. And if it never got colder than this, it would be really nice.
I know. But that's never going to happen, ever.
It might.
Okay.
Now that Trump's in office, it could happen.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
And I bet you it garners a complaint.
Yeah. Good job.
You can't even use any of the terminology without getting a complaint. You know?
No, I know.
Don't even say the word. All right.
I feel uncomfortable even giggling at that.
GI trivia, Lori Lou here. You got music bingo? You were at Ravenna last night.
I did. I just did my first Ravenna music bingo night, and it was good. It was fun. We need to get more people. Just the general consensus I hear is, we don't know what it's about. Like, well, you play bingo with songs. Bingo.
Yeah, well, it's just spicing up your basic bingo is B31.
Yes.
If you have a 31 under the B, well, then, yeah. Well, with the music bingo, your card would say what? Your card would have answers, basically, right?
Mm-hmm. Song names, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was good. It was fun. And tonight I'm going to Wood River. That's always definitely a fun place for me.
What's the name of that place?
Whiskey River.
Whiskey River in Wood River.
In Wood River. There's a lot of rivers going on.
You know the story behind the naming of Wood River?
I do not.
Way back in the day when cars first became motorized, that city had yet been developed, and people would speed through that little town in these automobiles, and the local residents would end up always saying, "Whoa, driver!" And they said that so much that when you spell out "Whoa, driver," it looks like Wood River, and... Will you stop me soon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very soon.
Were you buying that at all? A little bit.
Yeah, I'm super gullible.
Whoa, so. Driver! and then over time, it became Wood River. So there's just a little
bit. So that's a lie?
That's a complete lie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I made that up because I saw it spelled out once, Wood River, but the space between the last O and the D was just a tiny bit too much. In the graphic department, in the graphic world, that's called the kerning. The
right.
Space between two letters, and it looked like Woe Driver.
Oh, okay. No, I totally would have
bought
that.
If we could go back in time and eliminate this whole segment, I would.
Yeah, but here we are.
But I like the gullible look on your face.
I am super gullible. Super. Like, you can sell me anything.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Remind me about that bridge that I have for sales.
Yeah.
It's great price on this thing.
You would, too.
You doing... Okay, get back to Whiskey River?
Whiskey River.
In Woe Driver.
In Woe Driver. Gosh, if that's one of those things I pick up through the years, oh, no. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. My theme is songs with places in the title. Places.
Can you give me one example?
You always do that to me. So, places is, yep, here we go. Nutbush City Limits, London Calling, Walking in Memphis, New York Groove, Strawberry Fields Forever, Viva Las Vegas, Amarillo by Morning, Johnny Cash, I've Been Everywhere.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, just places in the title, so.
Do you have audio associated with this ever? Like, will you play a little piece of it? No?
When I do the music bingo?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's what it is.
Oh, you do? You actually play the song?
Yes. Are you imagining me standing there like singing?
No, I thought maybe you would just say London Calling. Who is it? And you have it on your card and it's The Clash.
Wow.
But you actually
play. Does that sound boring?
It's, well, a little bit.
No, I play the music.
That's great. This sounds like a really, really fun event.
It's a really fun event. But the funny thing is I feel bad when I have to switch song because people will sing. And I always have to announce, okay, I'm moving on, just so you don't want to be that person, Brandon.
That wow, she called that you is out. She called you out, B.
That is still singing. My favorite team in Wood River is Tyler and Nate and Lindsay and Brandon, and they're great. They're funny. They actually followed me to Wine, Beer, and Spirits this last Wednesday. Appreciate you guys very much.
You're at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow?
I am.
Yep, and then you're at Hy-Vee on Tuesday, I think.
Yep, following Tuesday. Tuesday. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. I have the Grand Generation Center on Friday.
This Friday?
Yep.
Well, you got a busy week.
Sarah got a hold of me and wanted to do a little thing for the Grand Generation Center people. So this will be my second time of doing a Just Me trivia event there for them.
And that's that is open to the public.
Yeah, it is.
At the Generation
Center. It is. And it starts at 3:30, I believe, which is perfect for me. I'll be home by 5.
Can you stick around a bit and we'll talk more?
Of course.
Next up, the 1970s, the 1980s. Your station for real music variety is 107.7 The Island.
Quit your jibber jabber.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on The Island.
107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. On the air and online at 107.7theisland.com. Your coffee smells so good that I think that if somebody did make a body fragrance that subtly smelled like that, it wouldn't be a bad thing.
No, but remember, it's not coffee.
Coffee.
It's white chocolate caramel.
Is it
hot chocolate?
Is it caffeinated, do you know?
I don't know. No, it's hot chocolate. No, is there caffeine in chocolate? There is, isn't there?
There might be in certain chocolate. I don't know.
It's
the answer
delicious.
To that.
It's something to look forward to. It's the one thing I look forward to on Wednesdays.
Thanks a lot.
The one thing is waking up early and coming to have some hot chocolate with you.
Yeah, I enjoy your company as well.
Mm-hmm.
How's your homework assignment coming?
Slow this week, but I'm going to get on it. Fast and furious because I just finished my Schitt's Creek, getting questions for a Schitt's Creek night. Now I'm going to be moving on to a MASH. But I'm not going to lie, it is a very good show.
So you brought a season in?
I dread having to watch 11 seasons.
No, there's nothing to dread. Just take it one episode at a time and
right.
you'll just get there. It takes you on a ride. There's some changes.
Yeah.
Of course, there's some changes over the course of 11 years, but you have to watch MASH. And then, like you mentioned earlier, you're going to have plenty of material for GI trivia.
Yes.
Because there's, you know.
I've done some polling if people would like to do a MASH night. And I think everybody would like to do a MASH night. So, and I'm doing this old school. I'm sitting there and I'm watching these shows and I'm coming up with questions as I watch.
Yeah.
So.
It's perfect. That's all you do is sit back, watch it, and enjoy it. It's not like a real homework assignment.
Right.
You know?
So with Schitt's Creek, I have 6 full pages of questions. 6 full. And that's 6 seasons. So
I used to watch that show. Give me a question. See if I can get it.
Oh, gosh. I don't know off the top of my head. I
like the girl Stevie. Of course, it's Eugene Levy and his son. They play father and son.
Yes.
I know the woman that plays his wife in the show is a famous actress, but I'm not familiar with her.
She was the mom on Home Alone.
Oh, that's where I recognize her from.
Uh-huh. Catherine O'Hara.
I like the premise of Schitt's Creek. Correct me if I'm wrong. Eugene Levy and his family, super, super, very, very successful.
Yes.
Living in a mansion. This is the way the show starts. And he's living in a mansion with his wife and kids. They're just spoiled, rich ivory tower people. And some but he took advantage of them and did some improper accounting. And next thing you know, they lose it all.
Yes.
All of it. And one smart lawyer says something to the effect of, the only thing you have to your name, you had bought a small town once with all your money. He's like, I bought a small town. He said, it's Schitt's Creek.
Okay, there's a question. What was it for? Why did he buy the town?
I don't know the answer to that.
It was a birthday present for David.
A birthday present. I bought you a town.
Uh-huh.
Jeez, that's
nice. Oh, I know everything in and out about this show. And I joined a Schitt's Creek Facebook thing. Oh, man. If you ever join those things, like the parking one, I can't park now without fear of, I hope somebody doesn't take my picture. Parking badly. I don't usually park badly, but.
What does the parking have to do with the Schitt's Creek page?
Facebook. When you join a page like that, so I joined like the Blackstone cooking thing, you just get bombarded with stuff from those sites. Jeez, the Schitt's Creek is crazy.
What's the, you lost me with the parking.
Facebook pages. There's a Facebook page, a Schitt's Creek, so people talk about Schitt's Creek. There are certain Facebook pages. Boy, you really are showing your I'm not on social media.
No, did you say park?
Parking.
Yeah, what does that refer to?
You park like an a-hole, and if you have parked bad, people will take your picture. So here's what happens. They take your picture of your car, your terrible park job, no matter what the premise, and then everybody argues about it. They argue about it. About, it wasn't that bad, or maybe...
Still not making the connection between Schitt's Creek and parking and Facebook.
Everybody out there in radio world has made the connection.
Help me with this.
Do you remember last week when I was trying to tell you about the turkeys? So we're going to move on because everybody out there knows what I'm talking about. The certain pages for certain things. Anyway... I was on the air last Wednesday, and I got a message from my good friends from Pig in a Bag, remember?
Yes.
And he donated 3 turkeys, and he is smoking them. So you get the free turkey and the smoking service for free from Pig in a Bag.
How do we win this?
So you have to be at trivia.
No.
So
you have to park
really?
There?
Look at you do have to park there. Everybody out there knows what I'm talking about.
I don't
about,
know.
This parking page. Well, then I'm going to show you, and it's stupid, because all people do is argue. Hopefully, now in our lives, we can move on from all the arguing. Just park normal, people. Okay, but anyway, I just want to say thank you to Pig in a Bag. Stop laughing at me. For the generous donation, so if you go onto my page, you'll see my winner of last week. So everybody who plays gets a ticket, and this is at Wine, Beer, and Spirits, for the free turkey. So I gave away one last Thursday. I'll give away one this Thursday and one next Thursday. Those are the 3 before.
So Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yep.
For GI trivia and a chance to win a Pig in a Bag turkey that's smoked.
That's smoked.
He so is gonna do you smoke know... It. If, in fact, that gifts, would we be able to pick, say I won that turkey, can I pick that up on Thanksgiving morning so it's still hot?
Well, you have to call him, and I'm not sure how he's...
Well, no, I guess if he smokes it and gives it to you and you refrigerate it, you just have to heat it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's and he's going to be doing this. So if anybody, I'm assuming he's doing this service. He said somebody did email him, so... I'm going to have him smoke a turkey for me.
It's very generous of him.
Yes. And that's what I'm after here is support local. You know, you support me, I'll support you. And that was him reaching out when we were talking about his delicious nachos, nachos in general. But yeah, if you haven't had Pig in a Bag nachos, definitely try them.
To follow their schedule, I imagine their Facebook page, tell you where
Pig
they're going to be.
Pig in a Bag. Yep, absolutely.
All right, so we're just about out of time. Tonight, Whiskey River in Woe Driver. Tomorrow, Wine, Beer, Spirits, GI.
Yep.
Friday, you got a special event at...
Grand Generation.
Grand Generation Center. What time is that?
3:30. Just perfect time of day for me. I'm ready to go.
Me too.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday, you're at Hy-Vee.
At Hy-Vee, yep.
Is that music bingo?
It is music bingo, yep.
Excellent.
So I'm doing some brainstorming about Christmas time now too. So about doing things. Yeah, definitely. I'm doing a bonus music bingo at Wine, Beer, and Spirits on the 30th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So if people are still around here, Songs with Alcohol in the title is what I'm doing that night. The Halloween event was great. It's something fun to do. So,
sounds fun.
Yeah.
GI-trivia, not dash, GI space trivia.
That's right.
For more info. Lori, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I love it. And for the hot chocolate.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm glad I can give you something to look forward to coming here.
You know I had to do it. I was kidding.
Quit your jibber jabber. Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on the island.